Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The official cash rate is tipped to stay on hold when the Reserve Bank hands down its decision this afternoon. It's currently sitting at 4.35%, unchanged since November last year. A boost to the federal budget, which is due to be handed down next week, Treasurer Jim Chalmers revealing gross debt is now expected to be lower than forecast.
It will be $152 billion lower than it was going to be under the Coalition. To put that in context, That is roughly what we expect to spend on a combination of health and defence this year.
Overseas, Israel will send officials to Cairo to further negotiate a ceasefire deal. Hamas has accepted the proposal put forward by Qatar and Egypt, but Israel says it is far from its requirements and is continuing its operation in Rafah. White House spokesperson John Kirby says the US president has spoken to the Israeli prime minister, reiterating the need for a deal to be reached.
Reaching an agreement is the absolute best outcome, not only for the hostages, but for the Palestinian people. And we're not going to stop working into that outcome.
And tributes continue for two Perth brothers killed while on a surfing trip in Mexico. Callum Robinson's partner has posted on social media saying her heart is shattered and she will love him forever. Local authorities believe the 33-year-old, his brother Jake, and their American friend were shot by thieves trying to steal the tyres from their car. Investigations are ongoing. In sport, the Eagles have ramped up their contract talks with Harley Reid, with the young gun reportedly in no rush to ink an extension just yet. Coach Adam Simpson has told Fox Footy the relationship is in a good place.
Just trying to keep the kid enjoying his game, enjoying football, enjoying being an AFL player.
West Coast will have to make at least three changes for this weekend's clash with Collingwood. Jake Waterman is out with concussion, while Elliot Yeo will miss at least 2 weeks with a groin issue, and Noah Long is awaiting scans on a knee injury.